Restorations done between 2005 and 2015 cost around $14.5 million. A UW Oshkosh economics professor found the work generated at least $64 million in that time. David Fuller says since the work was done, hotels, apartments, and small businesses have sprung up along the river.
I'm not arguing that locks are the sole reason that happened. By increasing the usability and value of the river and surrounding area, it's going to generate economic activity such as that.
The lock at Menasha is now closed because of concerns over the invasive round goby. If not for that fish, the study shows the locks could generate upwards of $200 million over the next decade. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.